This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Team, we're back. And when I say team, we're back, I mean the whole team plus two is in the building. Huh. Ashley is here. Katie is here. Mm-hmm. And Demi is here as well. And we're breaking down the very first episode of Hannah B's time as The Bachelorette. Ashley, first off, it's good to see you.
It's good to be back, Ben. Really, really good.
I just always miss you when you're away, and it's not fun.
Thank you.
Demi and Katie, thanks for joining us today. Are you ready?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Clap for myself.
Are you guys ready to break down this episode in the most real, authentic, open way possible?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited to have two girls who were there experiencing the first night. Were you there the whole night, or were you just there to spot that cheating man, Scott?
I don't know how much I can say, honestly.
We were there for the majority of the night.
Yeah, we were. And it wasn't just for Scott either. Like, that came up last minute.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like, we didn't know about that until the day before.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us the truth. How did you find out that Scott had a girlfriend back home?
I got some DMs from this girl, and she sent me all these screenshots between, like, Scott's girlfriend and some other girl. Like, they were talking back and forth, and she was just spilling all of this tea about how Scott had a girlfriend and how she was going to see him whenever he got off the show, and they were going to go on vacation together, and that he was going to, like, pretend to like Hannah. He had to, like, get into a role, like, all of this stuff. And then I actually, like, talked to the girlfriend. Dramatic gasp. And she denied it, and she was like, no, we're just best friends, blah, blah, blah. But then I did, like, more sleuthing, and I saw, like, photos of them together, like, date. You could tell they were, like, couple-y pictures. And so, yeah, I just, like, knew. I was like, no, this is for sure. She's just trying to cover for him because she doesn't want to lose him. And, yeah, then I just exposed him.
Yeah, she didn't want him, like, mad at her.
Yeah.
So it's, like, pretty darn authentic.
Oh, no, it was super authentic. Yeah. Like, it was not planned at all. And we were planning on doing the surveillance van way before we found out about Scott.
Yeah, 100%.
What an intense moment in the show. So we've always said, and there's so much to talk about and so much to break down. So we now kind of need to backtrack, because obviously that is the key moment of this first episode. And I know we want to break it down it more and more, but just to kind of note it for now, we've always said in this podcast that the good mark of a bachelor or bachelor is how they handle really tough situations. And I thought Hannah B handled that situation so well. I thought she was courageous.
Awesome.
I thought she was great. And so it gives me a lot of confidence moving forward. And it also showed me there's going to be some confrontation later. So, hey, let's start here. First thoughts. What are your overall thoughts on Hannah B? I want to hear outside of this scenario, because this, like you said, night ones are always a little bit weird. They're always a little boring. But I'll take that away. What were your overall thoughts on how your friend did?
I think she did amazing. I think she handled herself well. I think that she showed that she's here to have a lot of fun. And she can speak. So it was awesome.
I think she did really well. I think she was very well spoken, like you said. And she went into this really confident. She knows exactly what she wants. And she showed all those guys that she is not here to play games.
I think she did a great job. I feel bad for her because I don't think her bunch of men are very strong.
they could have been better.
Because we all know how much I love Hannah. I'm the biggest Hannah supporter.
Yeah,
out there. Right? But I mean, that bunch of men, man, I can pick out 3 to 4 that I can see potential with. And I guess when you break it down, every season, aren't there just 3 or 4? You want to be straight up honest?
Typically, yeah. I mean, there is, except I would say that theory for me, there's 3 to 4 that are compatible. But that theory for me has kind of been taken away over the last few years. I think really with even my season, starting with me and then going into Nick and Ari and then Colton's season, you can name about 8 to 10 girls that are really just incredible people who you would definitely say afterwards, like once you get to know them, hey, I would set them up with a friend. And so for a while, I think that's true. Now, I think only 3 to 4 were compatible with the lead. This season does seem weak. So let's start there. We looked at all the pictures. Ashley and I have been doing this for months. We weren't very impressed just by pictures, but they're pictures.
We were impressed by the green pictures. These gray pictures that they released this week are much better. Mm-hmm. And seeing the guys in real life, they're still better.
So do we think that this group of men is up to the standard that Hannah B deserves? Or are we, after you two being there, spying on them, knowing what was going on behind the scenes, do you still question it?
I think overall, just like you said, there's usually the 10 that you can pick out that are really solid. I think it's hard always to get a full idea of who they are in 5 minutes time. But I think that you have at least 10 there that are probably really solid guys, guys that you would want to maybe hook up with your friend that aren't as compatible with Hannah. And then there's the 3 or 4 that are compatible with Hannah. So I think you have that, but all of the rest,
I think like a bunch of clowns, honestly, like a bunch of them are just clowns. And I think that she could have had better guys. I think there are a few that are good and they will be good guys for her. But for the most part, I was like, get them out of here. Like, replace them.
Okay, so now I want to know, who do you think are the 3 to 4 guys that are real standouts? And then who do you think are the 10 that will be memorable? Who do you think, like, basically the Bachelor in Paradise cast will consist of just going off night one?
Going off night one, memorable for me, I thought, not for me, but people I thought were memorable, or like Luke P was very memorable to me.
Oh my God, screaming on top of the limo.
Screaming.
I have thoughts. We're going to continue. Yes, he was a standout.
Him, I thought Mike Johnson was super sweet. He stood out to me.
He seems like a really good guy.
He seems like
him.
A really good guy. Yeah. And then who else stood out?
Very
to me
little bit? Screen time though.
Pilot Pete.
Pilot Pete.
He's so
seems
cute.
So cool. Yeah, there were a couple.
I felt like he seemed a little conceited.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think that he presents himself very nicely.
Yeah.
But I also think that he came across a little smug. Maybe I'm looking into it.
And then I think that obviously Tyler C is like the hottest one there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cute.
Everybody talked about Tyler C right off the bat. When
he
those
looks like he has like 3 side chicks though.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my God, Ben.
Jokes. What? Ben's sorry, I was drinking my water. Guys, I've had a fever for the last like 3 days. So I've sweated out so much liquid in the last 3 days that I'm literally chugging a bottle of water. A jug of water. I thought I was going to get away with it, but I didn't. God.
I'm glad to see you hydrate.
You know who you didn't mention, who I think are huge standouts, are to me, my favorites.
Can I grab
favorites?
This?
Yes.
Yeah, can I?
Sorry, we have like this, this picture folder with all the guys. I think that that Connor S, who she had a steamy kiss with.
Ooh, yeah, he's cutie.
Very cute, very, just like a nice compatibility I sense between them, right? Mm-hmm. And
Garrett
then
too.
I love Garrett. I liked Garrett too.
I liked Garrett.
He was good. But my favorite, the silent, sexy, smolder type was Jed.
Really?
I thought Jed handled himself so nicely in like a studly way.
Not into Jed.
I wasn't.
You're
into
not
his,
into Jed.
I no. wasn't into his limo entrance, but I was totally into the guitar playing.
Yeah, the guitar. The song was cute, but I don't find him physically attractive for me. I guess I don't know, but he did kind of have that silent, sexy thing about him. I get it.
I liked the fact that he wasn't like flashy. Look at me, because I feel like every guy looks at Hannah, their eyes wide, and they're like their adrenaline's pumping. They're like, bleh, you know. And then with him, he just seemed calm. Like he put me at ease.
Yeah,
yeah. Ben? That's always a nice quality to have.
I'm looking at the pictures now. Did Mateo not show up to the mansion?
Oh,
he did. He what did he do? I forgot. He brought the. Did he? No, that was Joey who had the baby carrier with the champagne in it.
It's hard to
there's not a lot
everyone.
Of airtime. Okay.
Yeah, no.
That's sorry.
Not a lot.
There's
of,
a lot.
Yeah,
of
Mateo didn't get a lot of airtime.
I think that Brian, the teacher, I think he's really funny. Like he's really goofy. Good energy.
Good.
Brian, the teacher. See, I didn't remember him. So.
So moving in now, it's because we've broken down. We've obviously highlighted now you and I. And I don't want to surprise you all, but based on your feedback, there's more than 3 or 4 guys here that you're fans of. This is going to be a good season. A couple of these guys will stand out and take Hannah's interest. I want to then move into a couple of conversations that are going to be a little harder, so walk lightly here. Okay. We have a couple guys that stood out, not from night one, but from weeks ago. Cam being one of them. Mm-hmm. Cam pulled my ultimate, and I don't know this guy. I've seen him for maybe even 10 minutes of my life on TV. He pulled the one thing that's a standout issue to me. he and Luke both describe themselves. And I'm telling you on the show, when that is shown, it shows a level of conceit that something's going to happen later. So my hot take prediction is that Cam and Luke are going to have something happen in the future that we're all going to go, yep, they thought very highly of themselves.
Both of which annoyed me very much last night, but I didn't notice the self-describing. Cam, he's going to lose it. This man, he was funny on night one. I mean, the first time we saw him on After the Final Rose. Liked him, you know? Yesterday, he was being a little conceited with that all, like, oh, can I fit another rose on this jacket thing?
Oh, yeah.
And just part of me, I think he has a little crazy in his eye, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I think something's about to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, with Luke, you're talking about Luke P, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, with Luke P, I feel like for him, the conceit part, there's this, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's not going to be perfect, but in this show, I feel like for the girls, it might be different. For the guys, I feel like there's a really easy way to put a target on your back, and I feel like he's the type of guy that seems like he could put a target on his back easily and not realize it's on his back and just keep being a huge target for other people, and he could lose it just from people. I don't know.
He was the guy.
That first night, I feel like he could rub people the wrong way, even if he has good intentions.
Hannah said she needed a moment, and she probably had moments. You know, she probably had plenty of time. Then he was the first guy to go up to her again and be like, all right, let's start this night again.
Which is nice.
Which is it nice? I guess so. I guess it's nice, but it's also, to me, a power move. Mm-hmm. It's borderline aggressive. Mm-hmm. It's him showing, I guess, initiative. To me, I didn't love it.
It can be taken
both
ways.
You know why I didn't love it? It's because he started out the episode on the wrong foot for me by saying that he was popular in college.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, I'm an attractive guy. Saying I'm an attractive guy, which I think is self-describing, like Ben can't stand, really turns me off. But then again, you know.
But then it's like if he was like, I don't know if I'm even cute.
Just don't mention it. And then he said, and I got plenty of girls in college.
I feel like he thinks he has it in the bag already. He knows Hannah's into him. He knows that he's her type. And so I feel like he's just getting cocky about it. And power moves. He's making power moves.
But he looked like a clown in the royal blue suit with the purple tie. His outfit was so heinous to me.
I didn't even realize that.
I didn't
really?
Realize
that. No, I have no idea.
Not the fashion police.
It was almost as if he was saying, I'm going to be the hottest one there and the smoothest one there so I can wear whatever outfit I want. And I'm going to stand out. Anyway, Ben, what did you think about Luke?
Well, let's let this conversation take a nap for a second. And as we take a nap on this conversation, we're going to talk about where you can take a nap. Sleep Number beds. Maybe you consider a Sleep Number bed, but you thought you couldn't afford one. But can you really afford another restless night's sleep? I don't think so. There's never been a better time to save on proven quality sleep. Now, during the Memorial Day sale, a Queen 360 smart bed starts at only $999. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for the both of you. So the Sleep Number 360 smart beds are so smart, they sense your every move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. On last week's episode, I talked about how a week ago I was in a high school play. I was in Greece back in Marion, Indiana. And as I was there, I had two different people in the audience come up to me and go, do you really like the Sleep Number smart bed? And I said, I do. I've slept on it for years. I love Sleep Number. You all know that. And during this last 3 days of the flu for me, which seemed to be happening more and more, my Sleep Number has been my haven, my resting place. Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattress by J.D. Power for 2018 award information. Visit jdpower.com. Come in during the Memorial Day sale and save $1,000 on a new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed for temperature balancing comfort at an exceptional value. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the nearest one near you. Visit sleepnumber.com/bin today. sleepnumber.com/bin.
Have you ladies ever tried Third Love bras?
Mm-mm. No, I need bra help. Oh, I'm never
I
wearing
have like
one.
Two bras.
Really?
I'm either not wearing one or I've too.
Exactly. Same. Same. It's either Stickies or Third Love bras. I'm about to turn you on to the most comfortable bra you're ever going to wear, and it's perfectly fitted
hey, Ashley,
to you.
Why would you wear two bras? Because this Third Love has been interesting since the beginning.
Oh, I mean,
Katie meant she has two bras that she goes back and forth.
I have two total bras.
Katie does not stuff her bra, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I wear two.
Never mind.
No, she doesn't wear two.
I'm learning as we go.
How often do you wash yours?
Never.
Never. Yeah, right?
I don't even have one.
Stop that.
I had one and I lost it. So.
Yeah.
Do you use Stickies or?
No.
No, just freewheeling it.
Yep.
I'm really surprised I'm wearing a bra today.
I'm
like,
not.
I usually am not.
All right. Well, Katie, I'm going to turn you on to Third Love. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape. That's where they're special. They think about shape when they're coming up with a perfect fit in the premium feel. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes.
Amazing.
I'm a half cup.
A demi cup?
I'm a half. Demi cup.
Oh, demi cup.
An A nearly B.
You can skip to the trip to the mall with Third Love's online fit finder. You order and you try on at home. There's no more awkward fitting room experiences because those are weird. I'm like, no, I don't really need you to like come in and measure my boobies. Yeah. You just answer a few simple questions on the Fit Finder quiz. It just takes 60 seconds. Over 12 million women have already taken the quiz, and it's actually fun, and it takes less than a minute to complete. And they promise a 100% fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, put it to the test. And if you still don't like it, then you can return it. And Third Love is going to wash it and donate it to a woman in need, which is pretty awesome.
I love that.
I know. It's so nice because a lot of places actually don't take bras as like donations, mm-hmm. but Third Love finds a place to put them. To
women need them.
Yes.
Hello.
Returns and exchanges are easy and free. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off your first order. They're super comfortable. They're perfect under t-shirts. And if you get the nude one like I have, you can wear a white t-shirt and not see any bra underneath it, which is the best. So go to thirdlove.com/famous now to get your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first order. That is Third Love, T-H-I-R-D, love.com/famous for 15% off today.
I'm going to have
nice.
To go and get one
me
so
too.
My parents will be happier with me.
That's hilarious.
I really am learning as we go.
This
podcast has taught me so much on everything that has to do with women.
Good.
And I really feel like a better man for it.
Oh, wait. Jess just got her Third Love bra. How does she like it?
She loves it. Absolutely loves it.
And
it was hilarious to ask her a bra size.
You think
I've
it's
never
sexy,
liked
right?
That.
It's sexy.
Yeah, it's a great bra. I mean, I actually showed up to my house and I don't think I've ever asked a woman her bra size. Like, I just don't know if that's an appropriate like conversation. Like,
yeah.
What's the exact size of your bra? Is that, that's a weird question, right?
I guess it depends on
I'm
your
pretty
situation.
Open.
Yeah, I'm pretty like, I just told everyone. I nearly be. Anyone want to give me a bra? But yeah, I guess if that could be weird. No one's asking me off the street, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm learning as I go.
All right.
Okay,
well,
so back
Ben,
to
tell
Luke
me.
Here.
Yeah.
Ashley asked me before the break on my opinions on Luke, and here's what I got to say. As somebody who's in this show, has done the show, and it's stressful and you're tired, sometimes you just need a break. Like when she mm-hmm. says, hey, I need to take a breath of fresh air, like maybe she actually needs a breath of fresh air. I always am hesitant to, I don't know if it's a bad move. I think it's a power move. I don't think it's a sweet move to go and check in.
Yeah, like it wasn't sweet.
I think anybody in that house is a nice enough person or an aware enough person or everybody in that house on night one is trying to show their best cards, right? We won't actually know any of these contestants until like week 4 or 5 when they start to break down and they start to show their true colors. So everybody on night one is going to be like, oh, I'm going to be the guy or the girl to run after them first to make sure they're okay. That's going through everybody's head. Now, some guys just go, I'm not going to do that because it might upset the rest of the house or it might feel weird to them or maybe they actually need a break. So I'm always a little bit questionable of the person that seems to take all the initiative mm-hmm. all the time. So
yes.
He was the first one to pull her. He was the first one to go after her. Mm-hmm. He was all about her right away. And he's the same guy that says, hey, I was a good looking guy in high school that hooked up with a lot of girls. Now, again, I don't know this dude. We're 10 minutes in. I've seen him for 10 minutes on a show. But I would say right now that as a fan, I'm a little bit questioning what is going to go on here, because the truth of it all is, as the first rose recipient, he's going to get the most praise and the most criticism. So I'm going to say, let's hold off until week 4 or 5 to see who Luke is. But right now, he's obviously a captivating character. He will be talked about.
Yeah. And Ben, to go off what you were saying about it's not a sweet move, he's trying to play it as if he was going to help her, you know, like comfort her in a hard time. Yeah. But really, we know he was just trying to get extra time and to make a move on her.
Yeah. Agreed.
And there was a guy on there. I'm looking at these photos. I think it was Grant who was saying, I think she actually wants a breather. He was saying, like, I don't know if that was the right move, because I think she actually wants to take a break from us. Like, she's been talking to us all night. That was intense. Like, I'm going to let her go.
Were you guys watching this unfold?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I think that she wanted, like, someone to come talk to her. Like, I think that, like, Hannah wants someone, like, who's going to, like, sweep her off her feet and, like, you know, love her fearlessly or fiercely, whatever it is. So I think in that moment, she did want to see, like, who would come and, like, you know, talk to her. Because, I mean, Scott, she wasn't really that, like, distraught over it. She was like, whatever, this guy, bye, get out of here. And then she was like, okay, ready to move on with the night. I think that it will get old, though. Like, she's not going to always want that. And there's definitely going to be times where she really does want a breather. But I think in that moment, she didn't. And she wanted someone to come, like, rescue her, so to say.
Yeah, for sure. And she was saying, too, to us, after the final rose, she was like, I like to see guys super bold and really go after it, you know, to each their own. I'm kind of, you know, more, I want my quiet time. I need my space. But for her, she's like, who's going to come after it? Who's going to come save me, in a sense?
Okay. Night white.
That's interesting.
Night, what is it? White knight shining armor type thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she's
white,
like,
white horse.
Yeah.
But that's just
she likes the boldness. Like, she liked the boldness of him, like, going up to Chris Harrison.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Well, typically during this show, the singer always makes me cringe because we don't know if they're there for the right reasons. Is this the start of a new music career? I don't know if it's actually happened for anybody yet that's gone on the show, that this show has, like, you know, allowed them to catapult them into stardom in the music scene. I can't remember. Ashley, can you remember anybody?
I mean, it did help Luke and Jed, who I think you're moving into speaking about again. It does remind me of Luke. And I know that Luke is not necessarily a favorite amongst a lot of
puke
people out there. Ben and I, knowing Luke, both like him, right, Ben?
Yeah, no, I do. And that was my point.
She's like,
is,
back me up.
Yeah, no, I do. And so here's the thing with Jed, typically that's a cringeworthy moment for me. Whatever reason, I thought this dude was really good. Like, I thought this guy was a terrific singer. I was glad he started singing. I would be using that on a first date.
It was good.
Anybody agree?
I agree with everything you're saying. Yes, it's a little bit of a red flag. But, you know, what if he, like, did go on for the show, but then Hannah ends up being his soulmate? So yeah, we can't fault, like, him.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that happens grew up playing instruments.
And again,
it,
like,
makes him stand out.
When it comes to the right reasons, like we've talked about a zillion times here, it's like Ben and I didn't go on thinking we were going to find our person.
Yeah.
We happened to have lots of things happen from the show.
Yeah. Essentially, like, you go on thinking, well, anything could happen. And then you either fall in love or you don't. And, like, it just because he pulls out a guitar, right. I didn't have no red flags popped up for me specifically. I thought it was really sweet. I think pulling out a guitar is a risky move, and I always, like, hold my breath before I hear them sing, and then once they sing, I'm either like, eek, or okay, and his was so nice.
Yeah.
It was good. He sang good.
Mm-hmm.
The very first guy, or at least the most memorable singer for me, was Casey from Ally Fedotowsky's season. He wrote a song to Ally, and it was, like, cringeworthy. Like, it was definitely cringeworthy, I think, for everybody watching. So, yeah, I'm with you, Katie. I think anytime anybody picks up a guitar, like, I'm worried this is going to go epically bad.
Mm-hmm. Did he sing her this song outside?
Yeah.
I saw a clip of it.
Oh.
It was on The Bachelorette.
Was it outside?
Yes. Yeah, it was on The Reunion.
Yes. Yes, I remember that. Oh, that was so bad. That was so bad.
Yeah. It was really terrible. It was really bad. But yeah, so this one did not go well. I actually thought it was great. I'm a fan of his after watching this. Who else? Okay.
I think there's a couple guys that we even have to revisit again.
Yeah, it's tough on night one.
You mean, like, John Paul Jones?
John Paul Jones! Ben.
He has a memorable name.
He was hilarious.
I thought he was so funny too.
He was like the guy friend that you had in like high school or college, and then somehow he got cast on The Bachelorette, and you're like, no way.
You're like,
and
yeah, he's just John Paul Jones. There
yeah,
he is.
I know, and he's still being like, his complete self.
I think he's so funny.
So funny. He's a shoo-in for Paradise.
Amazing.
He's yeah, and he has that core component. I would like to comment on somebody said earlier this Mike Smith. He said a line, and it wasn't a line. I actually think he meant it, and it was really cool for me to hear. He goes, "Tell me more, I'm interested." And he just wanted to sit and listen to Hannah B. And when I heard that from him, and he wasn't trying to promote himself, he wasn't. You could tell in the moment that it wasn't coming from a place of "What do I say here that's the right thing?" He was doing the one thing that guys are the worst at, and we try to fix everything. We try to play the power player and we try to fix everything and solve everything. But what he was doing in that moment was showing, hey, I'm going to release all ability here to fix this. I just want to hear who you are. And for me, that was awesome. And I really love that. And I hope this dude stays that way.
Yeah, we loved him. Like on that first night, I remember we were like laughing, joking, because some of the guys were being funny and he came out and he was actually really fun. And then he sat down with her and you could just tell it was like she had the floor. And he was going to listen and he would chime in, but it was all on the perfect moment. It was so appropriate, all of his timing. I thought that was really nice to see.
And he brought, like, whenever he first went out to her, I don't know if I can say this, but I'm going to do it.
Sticks.
He brought her the sticks that she had fought with in Thailand.
Oh, my goodness.
And she was showing him her moves. It was really cute.
He was really fun. He did a little fun thing and then so that they got to, like, play and then they got to sit down and he just listened. And I thought... And it wasn't like he was like, I'm a good listener, and then showed us how he didn't listen, because I feel like I've seen that before. Mm-hmm. He was like, I want to listen to you, and he, I don't know.
He seems very respectful.
Yeah, very respectful. I hope he goes far. I think he could go really far.
Okay, you guys are liking some guys. Yep. This is good. This is promising, especially since you saw more than we saw. I know you can't really tell us what we missed from night one that was memorable.
Oops.
But I mean, you can tell us a little bit. So go for it.
You're like, yes.
But just come on. Like, what was nice? Who do you think got overlooked yesterday or tonight?
I think Mateo seemed like a really nice guy. I didn't think he got enough screen time.
Yeah. Like, who?
I thought he was
going to
get some more screen time as by what we saw as Demi looks him up.
Oh, yeah.
I think Mike got appropriate screen time. He was great.
Hey, as you all think about this, let's take a break. Ashley, tell us about Article.
Article is your place for furniture if you want to shop online, but you don't want to have to pay the hefty shipping charges. Article.com has beautiful, well-made Scandinavian simplicity furniture. It's beautifully designed. It's modern. Article is an online-only furniture store that is able to cut the costs significantly because they eliminate the layers that traditional retail has because it's online only. They're able to keep their prices low and the quality high because there are no showrooms, no salespeople, just savings. Article is serious about shipping. No matter how many items, every order is shipped at a flat rate of $49. So, I mean, if you are trying not to go to furniture stores, not sure why you wouldn't hit up article.com first. If you need some help setting up, because a lot of the furniture, you know, furniture is not an easy thing. You have to dedicate hours to putting it together. So unlike another Scandinavian furniture store that comes in so many pieces and then you don't really have help putting it together, well, article.com is not going to put you in that struggle. They are going to help get you set up. They have options for in-room delivery and assembly assistance. They put the customer first with a 30-day return policy. It's the best customer service in the business. I just ordered two carpets from them, super soft. They go perfectly with everything in my living room. And then, Ben, I know that you got that awesome coffee table, right?
It is awesome.
Sure did.
Or Amy got the coffee table.
I am loving every second of that coffee table.
It was delivered straight to our doors, and there's absolutely no hassle of carrying it in and out of a store and into the car. Article is offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of over $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/almostfamous, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That is article.com/almostfamous to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more at article.com. So In other news, in other pop culture news, it's not just The Bachelorette, but the royal baby was born this week. And it's so cute. And his mommy, Meghan Markle, really loves my favorite flats brand, Rothy's. No lie. She wears these really comfortable, machine washable, sustainable flats that are actually made from water bottles, recycled water bottles.
Oh my gosh,
Meghan
yes.
Markle is walking around in these like $100 Rothy's that are made from recycled water bottles. It's pretty cool,
right?
They're so comfortable. So my friend, she saw them in my closet. She was like, can I wear your flats? Because like we were going somewhere straight from and she didn't want to wear heels anymore. And she's like, wait, what are these flats? They are so comfortable and they look professional. They make any outfit look super stylish and they don't cut up the back of your foot.
That's nice.
Yeah, your ankle is sore free with these flats and honestly, these flats only. They come in a ton of different colors and patterns and they have new designs every couple of weeks. They sell out constantly because obviously Meghan Markle wears them. So I just ordered a pair of flats for my mom for Mother's Day. She loves them. I usually get black or gray because I like something that matches with anything, but they also have like yellow or red so you can make a statement. You know, you can wear like an all black outfit and then like have this cute pop of red and then think that you're Dorothy, you know, super cute. Rothy's are manufactured in a zero waste factory and they ship directly in the shoebox. No unnecessary packaging. And they feel so, you know, they're feel good flats in more ways than just one. So right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our listeners. Go and use our code FAMOUS and get free shipping with no minimum. You can get free shipping and free returns and exchanges on your Rothy's. And trust me, you're not going to return them. So go to Rothy's.com. Again, Rothy's.com, Rothy's.com, and enter FAMOUS to get your new favorite flats and free shipping. Once you try the shoes, you know they're comfortable, stylish, sustainable, and you're never going to really want to wear anything else. So head to Rothy's.com and claim this offer with our code FAMOUS.
I'm already on it.
No, I know they're really the most
I literally, you sold me and I got on Rothy's and I noticed that they have slip-on sneakers and I'm about it.
No, they're the greatest.
I'm a slip-on sneaker type of gal.
Yes. Especially great when walking the dogs. You don't have to like lace up anything.
So let's pick up here. Rothy's is great. We all love Rothy's. An article helps you fix your house. But there's always things behind the scenes on these episodes that we don't see. And the two of you have had the ability to sit there and spy and watch. Is there anything that we did not see as viewers that you all can share with us?
I don't know if I'm allowed to share it or not. I mean,
I remember saying, and I don't know why, but I remember saying, I feel like Jonathan's going to be either the class clown or everyone's going to like him. He seemed like very charismatic. One was Jonathan. He was like,
oh yeah,
he was cracking jokes to the guys. I remember that. Cracking some jokes, kind of making the tension a little light. You know, that first night is pretty intense. So he was cracking some jokes. And then I thought
there was a moment whenever I went and had some words with Scott.
Oh, she did.
You had a moment with Scott.
Say?
I don't want to get in trouble, will I?
What did you say? What did you say to him?
Just say it, Demi.
Tell us. And then
okay, perfect. So I marched. He was in the driveway doing his exit interview, and I marched up to him and I said, "Hey, you little spiky-haired piece of shit." Because it was so funny because he looked at me and he was like, "Demi!" Like he was so excited.
He was excited,
and I shot him down so quick. And I just told him that like this is ridiculous and I hope his girlfriend takes him back because nobody in America is going to want him after this. I was pretty ruthless.
Okay, wait, let's backtrack on this girlfriend for a second. So she was totally in on this scheme.
Yeah, because she was texting with other girls, admitting to it and like telling these girls every detail, not knowing that they would get sent to me. And then whenever I talked to her, she denied all of it. And she just said that they were best friends.
Do you think that people sent you DMs because they knew that you were probably the closest to Hannah?
Yeah, they knew that I would definitely like bring it to light for her and protect her.
This is such a unique situation. I don't know if we've had it something like this happen before, but again, I want to revisit what we talked about earlier and really dig in a little bit, because right now, in my opinion, and I think I gave Colton a B+, I think was my grade after night one. I think Hannah did the best night one that we've seen in a long time. Maybe ever. I thought she handled the difficult situation well, and I thought she was funny Mm-hmm. And actually, like, and this is a big statement, and I think anybody listening to the podcast will get what I'm saying. Somewhat enjoyable to watch on night one, which typically is not the case. Like, night one typically is just not fun. And I thought Hannah B was funny, carried the conversations, and added her own little quirkiness that made me go, I like this girl even more.
You know how a lot of people were saying that she was so awkward and after the final rose, and everybody was concerned that she wasn't going to be able to carry the show. She was so easy to watch yesterday. I thought she was super smooth.
Super relatable, too.
Super relatable. I think that one thing about Hannah is she always gives everybody grace. So she knows how difficult the situation is. And although she can be really funny, she's giving those guys grace because she knows that it's intense and it's awkward and it's weird. And she at least shows up and says, hey, this is all going to be weird. I just want you to be real. And sometimes you don't get that. Like, you know, we were all sitting there nervous, and or at least I didn't feel like I had anyone saying, like, this isn't normal. And she goes in there saying, you know, this isn't normal. It's going to feel funky. And she gives everyone grace. And I think that that is the most relatable part about it for me.
Hannah has lovers and haters. Like, there are people who love her, and I don't get the haters either.
What can they hate?
I don't know. I think they want their bachelorette to be more poised, to be possibly somebody who just, like, I don't get it. I don't get it. But what do you want the haters to hear?
Just, like, the only reason that people are hating on her is because of insecurities within themselves. They probably are a really awkward person, and they're ashamed of their awkwardness. So them getting to ridicule someone else being awkward, that's why they do it, to make themselves feel better. But, you know, she's one of the sweetest people I've ever met. I, like, love her so much. She loves her friends so much. They just need to, like, she's a really good person, like, she's through and through. She's a good person. She's not mean at all, and she's strong. And they need to just, like, hop on the Hannah train, or we'll leave them behind.
Yeah. She definitely deserves this. I think that the haters are because maybe they were upset that their choice of bachelorette didn't get picked. So then they choose to hate on Hannah, possibly. Yeah. But I think that throughout the season, you know, there's always going to be the people that are like, well, I'm not watching. Well, then they start watching and then they fall in love with them. And then they're like, well, I said I wasn't going to watch. And, well, screw
they go
me.
Back and delete everything.
Back and delete everything they said. Mm-hmm. So I think once they start watching, you know, they need to realize that if they were on national television, especially on some of the live segments, and they say, well, she can't speak. Well, would you be able to speak in that?
That's why we love her. That's why she's relatable. And, it's so weird that people would hate on that, because that's them up there.
Yeah,
exactly.
No one's going to be perfect in any of these situations. This is not a regular thing. And so people really love to hate on that. And I think that they should give her some grace because she would do the same.
Ben, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to dig into it a little bit then to Demi and Katie, who know her best. We obviously know that, you know, she is likable. And I think most people will feel that way after this first episode. I don't think we have to worry about haters anymore. And I think that will go away. But the question is, there is this moment that you said, Katie, which I think is a pretty powerful statement, is what Hannah offers is Hannah offers grace. Mm-hmm. And so on this show, let's set up the scenario, though. And we've all been there. You walk into an environment that is pressure packed. You have, at the most, a few minutes to impress this lead to at least keep you around. And so perfection feels like the standard. Everybody walks into the mansion and knows if I mess up on night one, if I stumble over my words, if I can't seem to be myself, chances are I'm going home. And you're saying Hannah's not looking and critiquing in that way. Then what is she critiquing by on night one? Like, you know her best. What is she looking for on night one that's going to make these guys stand out to her?
Like a strong man, like a bold man, someone who's not afraid of things, is someone who is going to be adventurous, like, with her. Like, she's not looking for, like, lack of a better word. Like, she doesn't want to, like, she wants a strong man.
Yeah, I think she's also, yes, a strong man, and their willingness to share. I think that night one, it's so easy to just keep everything super surface level and kind of be so high energy and start spitting out things. And instead of having an actual conversation night one, she's probably just looking, hey, who am I vibing with? Who's willing to share their life with me? Start sharing some fun facts about themselves and giving me an idea of who they are. Just super, you know, as soon as you meet someone, if it's really feeling weird, that's, I think she's going to let people go just from straight up chemistry or lack thereof.
Well, Colton gave her grace there, because I feel like he was going to dump her during the first date, but then she loosened up and became more of herself.
Yeah.
So do you think that she's going to think back on that time and be like, okay, they might just be awkward or nervous for right now?
100%. Oh, yeah. When that's what I mean by the willingness to share, I guess, because she was so awkward, but you could tell there's something about Hannah that, and I remember that awkwardness because it wasn't just on the date. It was before the date. It was in the house. She would just stare at the floor, like not blinking.
Or thinking about Colton.
She would just stare at the floor, not blinking. Like whenever we were supposed to all be talking to each other, she would just stare. And I was like, what's up with this girl?
There's so much going on.
Yeah.
There.
There's so much going on. Yeah. But there's something about her that feels like, well, we want to ask her questions because I feel like she's a good, something about her that's just good vibes.
Yeah.
And then once you get to know her, you want to keep knowing more and more. She's a really good person, really great friend. And I think she's just going to go based off of her gut feeling on that. So some guys might be really awkward and she knows it's a really weird situation, but she's just going to go based off of their, I guess, vibe, I hope. Mm-hmm.
This is such a weird season because we're watching the premiere episode and they haven't even stopped filming yet. She hasn't picked a guy.
Still?
Yeah.
Still?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought she got engaged. She's picked someone.
Oh, really?
Or maybe not.
I don't know if she's engaged. I think she picked someone.
I don't know. I think the final something has happened.
The final something.
We're going to start calling it the final something after last season.
The next, yeah, true. What are we going to call this next? Now the new standard is we can just run away together, which would be fantastic.
Yeah,
this show would be a lot
nice.
Easier on everybody.
Less pressure.
Hey, before we get into, I think, what Ashley thrives at best, which is predicting the next Bachelor in Paradise contestants and maybe seeing if either of you are interested in dating them, we need to give a quick thank you. But a very meaningful thank you to Dunkin'. Dunkin' has breakfast sandwiches freshly made with delicious ingredients. Guests can choose from sausage, egg, and cheese, bacon, egg, and cheese, turkey sausage, ham, egg, and cheese, veggie, egg, white, and cheese, or the egg and cheese breakfast sandwich.
Can I get one right now?
Yeah, well, it's like about a mile and a half down the street.
Postmates.
Jared and I, no, but there's no such thing as a bigger fan than Jared and I when it comes to Dunkin'.
Amazing. And they've been great to the iHeart Studios and the Almost Famous podcast. Dunkin' has over thousands of locations around the world. Odds are there's one near you. Dunkin' just launched its new Dunkin' Bowls at participating restaurants nationwide. Add 3 new signature lattes. Stop by your nearest Dunkin' to try one today. Hey. I'm so pumped for this segment. I'm actually going to take a seat and just kind of listen. Demi and Katie, what's the chances you guys show up to Paradise?
No clue.
We'll see. Okay.
All right. So guaranteed. You guys, let's go through the list of, I want you to pick one guy each page. I know that you guys out there can't see the pages, but just go with it. Okay. So we have like 5 pages here of the guys spread out their pictures, and Demi, page 1. We got Brian, Cam, Chasen, Connor, Connor S, and Darren.
Connor S all day.
Okay, Connor S.
He's in Dallas.
Chasen looks nice.
Katie's going to go with Chasen. I like Chasen. He was the other pilot.
Look
he
at
seems
that jacket.
Sweet. Now we got Devin, Dustin, Dylan. Devin, Dustin, Dylan. Garrett, Grant, and Hunter.
Dylan.
Dylan.
Yeah, he's nice and quiet.
Dylan or Garrett?
You both. Okay, you guys are going to fight over those two. You're going to fare over Dylan in Paradise.
Don't make
no,
us fight.
No. Okay,
he's not fight worthy.
I'm not fighting Katie anymore.
When did you fight Katie?
In Vietnam. She kicked my butt.
Oh, you mean like physically fought?
Yeah.
Boxing.
Yeah. Not like
I asked her
you didn't
if she
get
wanted to go take a boxing
argument.
Class today.
I said I need to redeem myself.
All right. Third page, we got Jed, Joe, Joey, John Paul Jones, Jonathan, and Kevin. Who are we going with?
I'm going to go with John Paul Jones, but as my friend. I want to be buddies with him.
Cool. Agreed.
I'm going to go same. John Paul Jones.
Again.
Oh my gosh.
Again, you guys.
He's a fan favorite right now.
Paul Jones to be like my bud.
The way that he went up to her and he was like, hey, my name's John Paul Jones.
That voice.
So funny.
It was so funny. Chris Harrison said that he might be his other spirit animal, like in addition to me.
Whoa.
I was a little offended.
Really?
I got to meet John Paul Jones.
That's my spot. Only me.
The next page, we got Luke P, Luke S. Luke S, you guys, is, let's take a minute here. Nick Viall lookalike, but let's not offend Nick, you know?
No, he's a wannabe.
Yeah, and he seems, this guy is going to go soon.
political consultant.
He doesn't. He.
I'm reading the job descriptions now.
He's never going to have chemistry with Hannah. Just saying.
No, definitely not.
Mateo, Matthew, and Mike.
Well, of course, Mike. We got to give it up for Mike.
Oh my gosh, Mike 100.
Mike. So you guys are going to pick Mike over Luke P, who thinks he can get all the girls?
I will never, ever, ever, ever would in a million years pick Luke P to make it past night one.
So funny. That's just not your type?
No.
Yeah.
Can't not my stand type it. Either. Can't really? Stand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
He reminds me of Chase.
Yeah, Luke, not my type either.
From JoJo season.
Yeah.
Oh.
Doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Chase. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch that one. I know it's a sin. I love JoJo so much, but I just forgot to. I would love to go.
I heard that you, I heard from you that you're watching Bachelor in Paradise 3 now.
Yes, I actually finished it. Now I'm on 2.
Oh, heck yeah. Why are you going in reverse?
Why are you going backwards?
I don't know. I'm just, you know, taking it as it goes. Like, you told me 2 was really good. So I was like, well, now favorite. I got to go watch 2.
Okay.
Now great. I feel like I should go watch them.
This is why I just feel like the show is duping us somehow, some way. I have a feeling something's about to happen that is going to change our perspective on Luke P. And here's why. There's always these little hidden things that happen, and the bios are one of them, right? They don't write their own bios. The show writes them after knowing more about them. And here's a line in his bio that makes me go,
Ben, we do write our own bios. We do it in casting weekend.
What?
We do the facts. We do the fun facts.
Yeah, we do not write our own bios.
That's an auto bio.
We do write the fun facts at the bottom. We don't write the top paragraph, but we submit the facts.
What top paragraph are we referring to?
So like Luke P's is this. Luke P is a good Christian boy from Gainesville, Georgia.
No way.
He prides himself on being able to get along with anyone. That right there is a statement that stands out to me. He prides himself on being able to get along with anyone.
And they show the juxtaposition of everyone not getting along with him.
I know.
Exactly.
So I don't remember having a paragraph like that, but I do remember the fun facts. And I remember when Chris Harrison did his top 5 to watch that they did a little paragraph on me and did it like that.
Well, this is what's on the Bachelorette website right now. Oh. And this is why I think that Luke P., there's something behind the scenes, because anytime the show will put that much positive words behind one person, it makes me go, something's up here. Something is about to happen. And maybe not, but I'm just saying it seems to be pointing to it.
Yeah.
Mine was ridiculous.
Mine made me so basic. It was like, she likes yoga and sushi. Well, welcome to LA. Welcome to Los Angeles.
All right, we got one more page left for your paradise picks. We got Peter, Ryan, Scott, who very well could be there.
Right.
No. Thomas, Tyler, and Tyler G. I like this, like, Tyler C.
Scott's my number one pick.
Scott's final one.
I'm just kidding. He's not.
This is really hard for me because 2 of my favorites are on here.
Peter for me.
And Tyler C.
Okay.
Can I pick both? I just want to pick
I'm going 100% Peter.
All right.
Pilot Pete.
You guys have interests. Also, Katie, I hear, Wills is interested in getting to know Katie better.
Hi, Wills. Oh.
Hi, Wills?
I said, hi, Wills.
Do you guys know each other yet?
I met him once.
You met him once?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's so nice.
There's a smile on your face. How good was it?
You see me?
Yeah, I could see
you. I didn't know you could see us.
Damn. I thought we could only see him.
Oh, I see us now.
Oh,
on the top.
No, corner. I just heard that before, so I don't like to put any pressure on anything ever, because then I just get weird.
Your
but,
kids' eyes would be out of this world.
Wow.
Stunning children.
Wow.
He's a cutie. He's really sweet. Yeah, that's it.
All right, cool.
I ship it.
He would get your date card if you had one, first day of paradise, and he was there?
I don't know.
It depends on who else is there.
True that, dog.
I'm just glad I don't have to go back and do that again.
You did it twice,
and I could feel my heart drop just thinking about getting a date card, or like the guy that I like getting a date card. Whew.
Up next, we're going to do reader emails with our guest co-host, Katie and Demi. Our first one is from Lara. The first Bachelor was actually, they say, hey, so Andy Baldwin was the first Bachelor to tell both of the final women he loved them, and the show never acknowledges this. Do you know why? I don't know why. Do you guys know why?
No.
Different generations. Mm-mm.
I literally don't care at all either.
Different generations. See? There's like two distinct generations, fair. I feel, of The Bachelor for some reason.
Totally.
I started watching it Allie season, and I think around that Jake Allie season was when a whole bunch of other young upper teens, early 20s started watching the show, and we know nothing before that. And then the people who have been around since Trista have kind of stayed around forever. But I think there was a new influx mm-hmm. around 2010. This is just my opinion.
I think so too. I think you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good point. Yeah. That could be also like, yeah. I mean, if you were watching Andy Baldwin season, what was that? 20 years ago?
Yeah, I was.
I mean,
I don't even know who that
is. 16.
You're four. Demi, wow.
I'm 24.
If that was 24. 20 years ago, nice. She was four.
It wasn't 20 years ago, though. It was like 2004 or 5.
Oh, really?
I think 2002. Wow.
No, 2002 was the first guy.
Oh, we weren't talking about the first
no.
guy?
No.
I don't even know. So why did they hide it from the why did they not show it? Is
no,
what
they showed it. They just it's just never been a big deal. Ben is always regarded as the first bachelor who said two I love yous.
Yeah, Andy
Ben.
Baldwin's Bachelor premiered April 2nd, 2007.
Oh, my gosh.
I was in elementary school.
Well, how did the women react to the two I love yous with Andy? Because maybe that was the difference.
Maybe that was the difference. Maybe one of them didn't like the I love you.
Maybe, yeah, maybe one of them was like, who cares anyway? And then, but you really shook up some stuff, Ben.
Yeah, really.
Everybody says I love you now, but it's like, I'm falling in love with you. I'm falling in love with you.
There's like five different stages. It's like, I'm into you. I'm falling for you. I'm falling in love with you. I'm in love with you.
It's a cop out. Just say it.
You can say I love you to anyone. It's the I'm in love with you that actually matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I love everyone.
Yeah, I'm in love with you is definitely the most romantic thing you can say.
Yeah, it is. It's very serious.
Yeah.
I've never crossed that line.
Another email from Chelsea. I don't know why I'm looking. Bachelor and sperm donor. Can we talk about how the fact that one of Hannah's guys is a sperm donor who has, oh my goodness, fathered 114 children? I hope they address this on the show. I found this on his bio at abc.com. Can you guys guess who this man is?
I know who it is.
You do?
Mateo.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's keeping up with any of them.
There was a movie about that.
What if they all come back to him one day and they're like, Dad, I've always wanted to meet you.
There was a movie about that with the I Love You Man guy.
What?
Oh. Can we?
Well, I actually think that for Mateo, I know a lot of people have opinions on this, but I think there's so many people in America that struggle having babies, and I think mm-hmm. that what he did ultimately was a good thing, because there's just so many people in America that are struggling right now, and I think that, you know,
a lot of people are looking at him in the binder and they're like, that's a good face and that's a healthy man.
Healthy man.
They're like, I want that sperm.
Yeah. Like, well, he can definitely make some babies.
He's got a good like
two
rating
thoughts.
There
solid.
What a fantastic job. One, I mean, seriously, like, this isn't a job. Mateo is not like, his job is not a struggle. It's seems like a pretty great job. The second is, I agree with Katie. I think it's an honorable job, and I think it's a really cool thing that he's doing. I don't think it's anything to be like shocked by or look down on him about, or I think it is. It's an awesome thing he does. But also, I've always wondered this about sperm donation. You know, it is a great job. It's honorable. It's a good thing that he's doing. But can we like giggle about it a little bit and be like, your job is pretty awesome. Like, let's just think about it. Like, well, you're going into a room, like
chilling.
Relieving yourself and being like, hey, I just got paid. Like, that's not bad. Like, life's pretty good.
Mateo is also a management consultant, but he likes doing sperm donation on the side.
Managing the sperm.
Yeah.
I'm sure he does. Like donating that on the side. So yeah. Hey, good for him. Good for him. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good for him. For
how
sure.
long has he been doing it for? 114. He's 25. When did he start?
He's been spanking the pony a lot.
I wonder how many deposits makes 114.
Yeah. Kids. Is it like 300 and then he's gotten 114 because, or is it 114 and he's just good every time?
Well, we know that there's a lot of sperm in one ejaculation, but I wonder how many are usable. Anyway, lots of thoughts.
I just
Let's
like
do a little
that
more
the
research
show
on
finds this stuff. Like, it's so fantastic to me that ABC year over year finds these new storylines that make us go, hey, that's interesting. Like, yeah. That's unique.
They're like, oh, gold.
I wonder if that was his fun fact.
Probably.
Oh, sure,
yeah,
it was.
Probably.
Here's what we'll close on. And everybody out here, if you're listening, please email us your thoughts first off at BenAndAshleyIHeartMedia.com on Hannah B and what you thought of night one. We're all big fans. We'll continue to be big fans of her. We think this season is going to be great. But Katie and Demi, before you head out, now let's turn it on you for just 1 second. What's the chances that you find love in paradise?
Well, if we go, then, I mean, I don't know. There's a chance for anything. Yeah. I think mainly the point of paradise is it's supposed to be fun. And you're just supposed to have a good time, and it's supposed to be a lot more chill way of like finding someone and not so serious. So that's like what I'm looking forward to if I go, is just having fun. You know, if you find someone, you do. If you don't, at least you got to go to the beach and hang out with your friends for a little while.
Yeah, I'm on the same page as Demi with that. I think that overall, whether we do or don't go to paradise, the chances of finding love on paradise, I mean, they're the same as if you meet a bunch of mutual friends. There's always going to be the one or two friends that end up flirting, having a good time, and end up as a couple. And then there's going to be the rest of you that are just all friends at the end of it. And I think it's supposed to be fun. There's going to be people that get their heart broken, or people that have a better time than others. And hopefully if we do go, we're not one of the people crying on the beach. So sorry, Ashley.
No, all good.
Who would be one choice for both of you that you'd be most interested in meeting?
Zac Efron. I'm kidding.
From this season or a past?
Ooh.
Ooh, Demi has one.
I said it the last time I did this.
What?
I wasn't on that podcast. Remember Wells took over for us?
Oh my gosh, neither one of y'all were.
Yeah.
Who?
I don't want to say it.
Demi, when have you ever been closed off? Come on.
Well, I just don't want to embarrass them. Like, what if they're like, oh, God.
No, they would never be.
Thank you.
Oh.
You're hype man.
They would never
hype
be.
Man.
Oh, my gosh. I'm such a hype man.
They're going to be skipping to the beach if you say their name.
Well, no. They.
Hell
I don't,
yeah.
I don't
Demi's
think they
on
would,
the beach.
I don't think they would ever go. It's definitely way too. They're way too cool for it. Yeah. Brooks Forrester.
Oh, he has a girlfriend.
Oh.
He has a girlfriend?
Yeah. Sorry to break it to you. I definitely want him there during my Bachelor in Paradise seasons as well.
Smoking hot.
Bring him. For me, I never say anyone for some reason. I really don't have anyone in mind because I don't like
to. Except for Wills.
Wills, you out there? I don't like to plant anything like that, even in my own head, just saying it out loud because, you know, I just like to go with the flow personally.
Come on.
Not put any pressure on anything.
Come on.
That's not a good answer. You have to pick one person.
I have to pick one person.
Who's your favorite from a past season?
My favorite from a past season? A single guy. My favorite was Peter.
All right. There you go. Thank you for the answer.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Those grays, though?
Smoking hot.
Give me a silver fox.
There you go.
He's all on his way.
We'll see
there
if
you
he
go.
Shows
There's
up.
The answer. All right, girls.
Hey, we would all love it if little Peter showed up in
Peter's
in
eyes,
Bachelor
Will's
Paradise.
Eyes. Give me a good set of eyes. And I'm there.
Okay. Well, hey, best of luck to you. Peter shows up to paradise. We wish you both nothing but happiness. Thanks for stopping into the podcast today.
Thank you guys so much.
We know
Thank
that you. You're working on your paradise bodies, but Buca de Beppo is out there in the hallway, a whole catering setup. It's delicious. They are our go-to for these podcast sessions, graduations, team parties, prom, Father's Day. Buca will deliver the party to you. Check out Buca online at bucadebeppo.com to find your location nearest you, or you can order online.
Thank God I'm starving.
It's so good. Got some ziti, some spaghetti, some chicken, cannolis.
Hey, everybody out there listening, make sure you email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. Thank you for listening. We're on our way with Hannah's new season of The Bachelorette. We could not be more excited. We are her biggest fans. We're going to support her in every way we possibly can because we truly think this will be one of the best seasons of all times. Now, will the men step up to the challenge and step up to the quality that Hannah B brings to the table? It's yet to be seen, but we'll keep talking about it every week on the Almost Famous podcast. With that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley.
I've been Katie.
And I've been Demi.
Peace.
Peace.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.